Reina, let's say you gave her this present when it was a fetus, uba b'mei ima, and then it was born by the Zoyna. So say now the Zoyna has to take off Maisa b'ima. We want to find a case, even though it has a psula b'nestan on it, still it's Maisa b'ima. So say that the Zoyna itself took off, has to take off Maisa b'ima. Now what do you have to say? That the Jew brought it back again. So the case is the Zoyna's kusis. We're talking about that he gave it to a present, to a shiksa, to a goya. So therefore, if it just stays by her, there's no chi of Maisa b'ima. The case is only if the Jew buys it back again before it's born. So this is the question. Good. So look, we put the case better. B'zayin Yisrael, Yisraelis. Who said to put it by Dafka by Yigoya? Put it by Yisraelis also, and he gave it to her for a present. So now she'll use it for Maisa b'ema. V'tiyasenu e. Let she herself, when she has 9 other animals, let this be part of the Maisa b'ema. So Mara says no. Kamash malon. Oh, what's Kiyusha should be. Here, says, Hokamashma, the Chiddush is teaching us Hokamashmalon that the Zoyna Yisraelis, they have a yes none. If you give a present to a Zoyna Yisraelis, so the behemoth doesn't have a psul on the Mizbeach. That's not the psul yes none that Torah is talking about. And could the Abaye, like Abaye explains this, that the Yom Rabbi, Abaye says like this, there are two different types of Zoynas that Torah talks about. The Yom Rabbi, Zoyna Kusis. If you live with a shiksa, with a goya, and you give her a present, you give her an animal for the pay, for the znus, it's not an osur. That's what the Torah says. That behemo now becomes possible to use for korban. But the kohen abolel, if the kohen lives with his zoyna kusis, with a goya, is ain't like he doesn't get malchus mishum leyechalu zarur. There's a special law, a kohen can't live with a zoyna. It only applies to a Jewish zoyna. But by a goyish zoyna, there is no lav. We'll soon see why not. So Abaye says, what? No, the kids are not the chol. We'll soon see why not. No, he's not chol either. He never becomes a chol. It's only his kids or his wife. He doesn't become a chol with these things. Yes, so it says, we'll soon see why not. It's like this now. Zoyna Yisraelis, if you live with a Jewish Zoyna, and you give her the pay, you give her the animal, it's nana muta. But if a kohen lives with a Jewish zayna and echnami, that's the lav atayro. He now lives with a zayna and the kids become a cholom. Now I'll explain. Zayna kusis. If you live with a goya, esnan and osa the esnan is osa. Why? Goma tueva tueva miarois. Says the word tueva here by this esnan. Says ki tueva sashem. It says the word tueva by arois. So ma'arois, just like the parasha of arois, we're talking about letafsid b'kedushin, the ladies that even if you wanted to marry them, the kedushin is not chal. So av zoyna, this is the Torah says the esnan zoyna is also for korban. What type of a zoyna? Pahach letafsid b'kedushin, that no kedushin is chal at all. So Mel, it's not talking about a zoyna Yisraelis. If she's a Jew, even though you're not supposed to live with her, most maybe it's only a lav, but there's no chayv krisis. So therefore, if you marry her, the Kedushin is chal. So the Pasuk here says to Eva to teach us that on which type of Zoyna, when you pay her with an animal, that animal can't be brought for korban only if it was paid to a Goya. That a Goya has no Kedushin at all. So that's where this Avera of Esnan Zoyna applies. But for Kohen Abolel, in a Loika Mishum Lo Yechal Azaro. If a Kohen lives with his Goya, he doesn't get Malchus. Why? To Lo Yechal Azaro Om Rechmon. The Torah says not to live with his Zoyna, in order not to make your children a cholol. But v'hai, since you're living with a shiksa, with a goya, lav zarayu, it's not the children of a kohen, it's not your son. It goes after the goya, it's a goy. So that's not the lav hatera. This special lav, the Torah says for a kohen, not to live with a zayna. The Torah says, why? Because we don't want the kids to become a cholol. We're not talking about a Jewish zayna. Because by a Jewish zayna, then the kid you have is your kid. So that's called your mechalol. But if you live with a zayna goya, the kid is not called your kid, it's called Hakir, it's called a guy. So therefore you don't have this special love of a kohen living with the Zoyna. That's what Abaye says. Therefore it's good to write before also that the Ista Ethnon Zoyna only applies when you give it to a goya. So therefore where is there a case that it's Chal a psul of an Ethnon Zoyna on a behemoth, and still you could use that behemoth for Maisa behemoth? Only in the case where you gave it to the Zoyna when it was still a fetus, when it was still B'mei Ima. and then you brought it back from her before it was born. So that's the case that the psul esnam was chal on it, but it still has the chiv ma'isa beino because you brought it back before it was born. Now the Mishnah says, ha'achin, brothers, v'yat shutfim, or else two partners, and my brothers could also be partners in Yerushaviyim. So it depends. Shechayovim bekalboin, if they have a chiv to give a kalboin. A kalboin is like an extra penny, a small coin you give when you give a machsa shekel. The ma, when you have to give the machsa shekel, so you give a half of a shekel, and you're supposed to add a little bit, drop more to make sure you have the right half. Let's say two people give it together. Let's say two people together give a whole shekel. Still, midrabon, you still have to give this kalboin. So it's like this. Shutfim shechayovim bekalboin, meaning each one is paying for himself, like, so then peturim maisebeino. Means if you're real shutfis, so by shutfis no din maisebeino. If you own animals together, you're potter from maisebeino. But chayovim b'maisebeino, in a case where these two achim, these two brothers, they're mechuyiv b'maisebeino, meaning they're not real shutfim yet. Meaning the father died, and they did not divide up the property yet. It's still called betvusa sabayis. It's still like by the father, they didn't divide it up yet. So therefore that animal is like still considered owned by the father, therefore they have a chiv leg of maisa behemah. In such a case, pturim in a kalbein. Such a case when they pay the shekel for both of them, they don't have to give an extra coin. But that's a locho, if a father gives a shekel for his two sons, he doesn't have to add. You only have to add if two people give separately a machsa shekel. So each one has to give a kalbein. And then midrabon, even though they give it together, two people, and they give a shekel together, but since each one is supposed to give a machsa shekel, you have to add this extra coin. But in the case where one person is paying for two people, like the father is paying for his two sons, so lechatchila only has to give a shekel. Then he doesn't have to add this extra kalbon. So kids of the Yisraelites saw that when you have real shutfisia, so then you're chapote for maisa beima, but then you're chayiv bekalbon. When there's no din shutfis, like the father's rishus, then you're chayiv maisa beima, but then you're potter for the kalbon. Now the Mishnah explains, like, with this case of Achim, it's like this. Kono betvisas abayis. Meaning to say, the father died, but the Yerusha, the property, they did not divide up yet. It's still called betvisas abayis, meaning it's still like it's in the house of the father still. So then, it's still called like the father's animals come out, it's like one owner. And therefore, chayovim, kono betvisas, the chayev maise beima. But v'yimlav, if it's not by the father's rishus yet, then pturin. Now, where is this case? The Mishnah explains, what's the case of the potter from Maisa Beima? Cholku. Let's say the brothers want to divide up the Yerusha. And chozu v'nishtatfu. And after they divided up, they became again shutfim. That's the case of the real shutfis now. And therefore, chayovim bakalbin. When they give the shekel shalom for both of them, it's like giving two separate machs a shekel. They have to add this extra coin to be mashlim the shiur of a machs a shekel. But if turim in maisa beima, they're potter for maisa beima since they considered shutfen. Now the moral explain. Tana Rabbanan. Pasuk says yil lecho by yil ashe yil lecho. The pasuk says so. Idash and lecho min has to belong to you. Bloishal shutfen. Now if the animals belong to shutfen, there's no din maisa beima. Yochel, I would have thought to say afilu kona b'tvisa d'bayis, even though it still belongs like the father died and the brothers didn't divide it up yet, but maybe still it's not called lechos, it's not mamish yours, because it's still in the like the father died and it's going to go to the two sons, so it's not mamish called yet anybody's special property. Maybe also the yipoter. Tam lemno, the pasuk says yeah, mashma mikol makom, that's still yichayiv in maisa beima. Fred Gemara, this pasuk. Why be b'chor tziv? This pasuk says by b'chor behema, not by ma'isa behema. It's more so true. In main winyan le'b'chor, you don't need this pasuk for b'chor. Do you see b'shutfis? Because regular b'chor applies even if people own an animal b'shutfis. When it gives birth, the first zohar, if it's the first one, it has a kedushas b'chor on it. They say the pasuk is clearly o b'chor is b'karchem b'tzoynchem. You see, it's shaykh to have a kedushas b'chor even though it's b'shutfis. And therefore, this pasuk that says yil lechor. Mashman has to belong to you, separate to yours, not shutvis, is to new inyan l'maisa beima. This pasuk comes to teach us that the yechiv of maisa beima is only if you own the 10 animals yourself, not if you have it for partners. The Amri Rabbi Yirmiyah, Pirmas is like this, Pomim shechayovim b'zeh o b'zeh, Sometimes the case is that these brothers are chayiv in both, the chayiv in the kalboin, and they're also chayiv in ma'aseh beima. Or pomim sometimes shepturim is them as the potter from both. Pomim shechayiv in the kalboin, or pturim in ma'aseh beima. And upon sometimes the opposite way, that shechayivim b'maaseh beima, the chayiv to give ma'aseh beima, but of turim in akalboin, they're potter to give this extra coin. What are the cases? Chayovim b'zeh b'zeh, where is there a case of the chayivim both in ma'aseh beima and in kalboin? That is, shechalku b'ksofim, that the brothers divided up the money already. So far as the money goes of the father's Yerusha, it doesn't belong to the father anymore, it's their own private money now. So therefore, when they give a machsa shekel, each one has to give his own money. So if they come together and gives one shekel, still they have to add the extra kalbon. But as far as ma'aseh behemah goes, v'loy cholku b'behemah, they did not divide up yet the behemahs yet. So the behemahs are still called like belonging to the father's rishus, it's like one owner. So therefore they're still mechuyev in ma'aseh behemah. That's the case of chayiv in both. What's the case the opposite way, that peturim lepotah mizeh mizeh, the potah from both, shecholku b'behemah, they divided up the behemahs already, and then they became shutfim. Sef was a regular shutfis by behemah that potter from ma'aseh behemah, but v'loy cholko b'ksofim, they did not divide up the money yet. So when they take out a shekel from the father's money, it's like the father is paying a complete shekel for his two sons, and that's the case he's potter from giving this extra kalboin. What's the case of chayovim b'kalboin of turim in ma'aseh behemah? The chayiv in the kalboin is the father's money, but the potter from ma'aseh behemah is their own behemahs. Shecholko b'zeh b'zeh, they divided up both already. And since they divided up both already, so on the kalboin, the chayiv, costs their own money. So it's like their own chayiv to give a machsa shekel, now that they give together a shekel shalim, they have to add the extra coin. But the potter from ma'aseh behemah, because they're shutfim. What's the case? Chayovim b'ma'aseh behemah of turim in a kalboin. Where's the case that the chayiv, Yechayovim b'maaseh behemah nepturim min hakalboin, shloi cholku b'zeh b'zeh, they didn't divide up yet, still called b'tfusis habayis. So therefore, the chayiv b'maaseh behemah is considered like the animals belong to the father. But the pturim from kalboin, of course, also is called like the father is paying for them, and when the father pays for his sons, if he gives a shekel for two sons, he's potter from the kalboin. So that's the case, you have this case. Now the Gemara says, all these cases are pshita. For the Gemara pshita, all these halakas are poshut. Gemara says no. The chiddush is cholku b'behema, where the brothers divided up the animals already, but lecholku b'ksofim they did not divide up the money yet. They said that what, that the potter from the cowboy, that's the chiddush isrichlei, because otherwise. Since the brothers already divided up, the behemoth already is divided up, is Golod Atayah, they showed us clearly their mind is, they're only to divide up the Yerusha right now. So therefore, even the money, let's be considered as if the money was also divided up already. For the Chayv of the Kalboin, that even though they're paying now a shekel from the father's money, but since we see they have that to divide it up, let's be considered as if it's divided up already even this much. And the mechuyev in a kalboin, Kamashim will know that right now they did not divide up the money yet, so the money they use is like the father's money still, they're parted from the kalboin. Omer Rav Onan, lo ashonu ela shecholku gedim kineged tayoshim, they divided the gedim, a kid, kineged the goats, or tayoshim kineged gedim. That's where we say they become shutfim, because that's when we say that when they divide up again later, they're real shutfim, they're part of a ma'aseh behemah. It's only when they divide it up, shecholku gedim kneged tayoshim, tayoshim kneged tayoshim. Avo cholku gedim kneged gedim, they divide it up though, gedim equally, for tayoshim kneged tayoshim.
Alright, turn.
If you hold the yesh b'reira, so that means that it, especially if you're dividing up right now all the tayoshim, so the father left over goats, so in the raisa the goats go 50-50. So you have to divide up the goats 50-50, so the half that goes to you, the pshat is that's the part that's supposed to go to you from your father at the time he died, we owed yesh b'reira. So therefore, even when you come back later, it was never considered like you bought it one or another. It's always considered a direct yerusha from your father. And even if later they come back together b'shutfis, it's like coming back again to be in the matzvah of tfisas abayis. It's back, it still belongs to the, it's like one owner still. So when do we say there's a ptur, it's only if they divide it up, the tayoshim k'neged the gedim. So you have to say, you take all the goats, and I'll take all the kids. So that's not the way it's supposed to be the Yerusha, it's supposed to be 50-50. So since it's not the way the Yerusha was, here we say it's like one border off the other one, so it's not the Yerusha anymore. And later when they come back, Shutfis, it's like coming a new partnership. That's when we have the potter from Maisa Behema. But it would have been divided up equally, the Tiyoshim and Tiyoshim, that's not called like Yibur anything. That's only called Yesh Brera, that the Yerusha stays the way it came from your father. That's what Rav Onan says. Talmud says, Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman says no, afilu choku gedim k'nega gedim, even if they divided up the kids for kids, u'tiyoshim k'nega tiyoshim, they divided up the goats equally, you take five goats and he takes five goats, still, I do not say, zeh choku ha-megiyo mishor rishon l'kach. I do not say this is the chelik, the portion that you were supposed to get from your father at the time he died. In other words, he holds ein brera. At the time your father died, there was some animals set aside for you, but we don't know which ones. Later, when you divide it up, you have to be afraid you're taking the wrong one, he's taking the other ones. So it won't help you. So if you old ain't brera, so it's always considered like the brothers border one off another, and therefore later they become complete shutfis, there's no more tfis or sabayas, it doesn't go back to the same way it was before they divided up. That's two shittes. Now, Reb Lezo Oimer, Loishonu Eleshechoku, test keneged yud, or else for yud keneged test, they've got 9 for 10 and 10 for 9. Avachoku test keneged test, for yud keneged yud, Oimer, Zechoku Amagia Mishor Rishon Lekach, that he has the right then to say, this is the portion that I deserved, as he also holds Yesh Brera. As long as they took 10 for 10, so I have a right to say, this is my chelik and that's your chelik. You only hold, won't be good if you're taking more than you're supposed to. Then the pshat is I sold you. But as long as it's 10 for 10, even though it's gediyah for tayoshim, it'll also be good. It's also called yesh brera. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu chok utes keneged tes, v'yasor keneged asor, no, einoim, I never say, zeh chok amagiyah mishor rishon lakach. I never say, yesh brera. Since the kids of the machlokes, whether you hold yesh brera or not, that we always have to be afraid the portion you get right now is not the portion you deserve from your father. And it's like you bought it off your brother. So it's a p'tur of lakuach. And then later when they come together again, it's a din of shutfis. So, alright, we'll have those. Like the Mor says here, that the